William Hopkins, a Cambridge professor and leading member of the Geological Society, endorsed this view, arguing that the notion that ice could transport boulders presented such obvious mechanical absurdities as to make it unworthy of the Society's attention. Undaunted, Agassiz travelled tirelessly to promote his theory. In 1840, he read a paper to a meeting of the British Association for the Advancement of Science in Glasgow, at which he was openly criticised by the great Charles Lyell. The following year, the Geological Society of Edinburgh passed a resolution conceding that there might be some general merit in the theory, but that certainly none of it applied to Scotland. Lyell did eventually come round. His moment of epiphany came when he realised that a moraine, or line of rocks, near his family estate in Scotland, which he had passed hundreds of times, could only be understood if one accepted that a glacier had dropped them there. But having become converted, Lyell then lost his nerve and backed off from public support of the Ice Age idea. It was a frustrating time for Agassiz. His marriage was breaking up. Schimper was hotly accusing him of the theft of his ideas, Charpentier wouldn't speak to him, and the greatest living geologist offered support of only the most tepid and vacillating kind. In 1846, Agassiz travelled to America to give a series of lectures, and there at last found the esteem he craved. Harvard gave him a professorship and built him a first-rate museum, the Museum of Comparative Zoology.